Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Grace and Vivina with your 8am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland's Energy Minister, Mark De Brinney, says the state is on track to reach 50% renewable energy by 2030. A quarter of the state's power is now generated by renewable energy, with De Brinney saying it has risen by 20% in the past year. De Brinney says Queensland is prepared to meet its target by 70% by 2032 and 80% by 2035.
A man has been fined $718 for deliberately crushing three plover chicks with his car. Compliance officer Warren Christensen says the man wanted to move the birds on from the vacant lot for development reasons. According to the Nature Conservation Act, established in 1992, individuals can receive a court-imposed penalty up to $14,000 for killing a protected animal without authorization.
In national news, a report handed to the New South Wales government has found that Sydney's drinking water is unlikely to remain healthy unless effects of the climate crisis are mitigated. A three-year audit of the city's water found 18 key indicators that the water system's health is worsening. The audit blames bushfires and other natural disasters caused by climate change. The order also recommends the New South Wales government reviews its climate change mitigation policies, as such natural disasters will only become more frequent.
Western Australia Premier Roger Cook is taking steps to repeal Aboriginal cultural heritage legislation after pushback from property owners and farmers. The laws, which have been in effect for only 5 weeks, were ignited in wake of Rio Tinto's destruction of 46,000-year-old rock shelters in Juukan Gorge in 2020. Cook says legislation from 1972 will be reinstalled with new amendments.
In international news, six contestants from the Miss Universe Indonesia pageant have filed complaints with police accusing pageant organisations of sexual harassment. The contestants say they were subjected to unnecessary body checks and topless photographs. Police confirmed that the report will be investigated. The Miss Universe organisation says it takes the allegations extremely seriously and that providing a safe space for contestants is of utmost priority.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 14 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all for your news at 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.